Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, very simply, does prayer work and does God really answer prayer?
Yes. I want to read something that Newsmax posted in 2025. Numerous research studies and anecdotal stories have shown the power of prayer can have in our lives and for our health. A recent review of 32 studies published in the International Journal of Depression and Anxiety came to the same conclusion. In nearly every one of the studies, religion in general, religious training, faith, prayer, were associated with reduced anxiety. The effects were observed in healthy adults and those with cancer, cardiovascular disease, and other illnesses. And another study performed over 20 years ago on 1,000 cardiac patients in hospitals in Kansas City found that those who were prayed for daily for 4 weeks, without them knowing it, fared better, had fewer complications, such as pneumonia, chest pains, and or death, than those who were not prayed for. End quote. Anyway, God hears prayers and answers them, sometimes quickly in ways we understand, and sometimes in ways that we do not.
That's amazing that prayer can help someone that doesn't even know they are being prayed for. How should we talk to God in prayer?
Well, prayer is not just asking God to give us things or think God should be pleased because we address him. I'm going to go over some information that's in our free ebook available at ccog.org called Prayer, What's the Bible Teach? 28 Tips on Improving the Effectiveness of Prayer. Anyway, in it we say, what's prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. It can be out loud, though it's often silent. Prayer is an important way, a part of how we worship the great creator. Prayer gives us an opportunity to express love toward others, explain our circumstances, give thanks to God for the many blessings we're given. We have an opportunity in prayer to ask God for help, for guidance, for strength, and support his work. Prayer is the completion of a two-way conversation between God and humans. God speaks to his people through his word, and people speak to God through prayer. When you pray, understand you're not really doing God a favor. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, many people think God should be grateful that we'll even bother to try to talk to the greatest entity in the universe. Shouldn't it be the other way around? When you pray, you should realize you're speaking to the most perfect being and powerful being in the universe. We should be honored by that. Now, in this busy 21st century, it seems there's never enough time to do all the things we need to do. When there's not enough time to go around, what do a lot of even Christians do? What do they neglect? Prayer. Which is one of the reasons, by the way, I suggest praying first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as never before, as we see the end approaching, true Christians should be drawing near to God in prayer. Yet some true Christians have confessed that they haven't prayed for days, weeks, or even months.
Waiting months to pray does seem excessive for a Christian. Does the Bible encourage us to pray more often?
Well, the Bible says to pray without ceasing. And we're not supposed to wait long before we pray to God. Because what we're supposed to do, as it says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, is to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near.
So that verse is telling us that a time will come when God either can't be found or is not near to us?
Yes. And also, faithful Philadelphian Christians, they want to support the work of God as we get closer to Jesus' return. While that work ultimately involves the entire universe, God's work in this age includes his people, which means, while many don't think they could better serve God if he answered their prayer in a certain way, the reality is that you and your spiritual state are more important than you probably think. God may not answer prayers the way people want him to, because God wants to help perfect his people more than most people realize. We need to do our part because God's always going to do his. You know, Jesus said, Matthew 5, 48, to be perfect like our Father in heaven is perfect. And the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. If you believe that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called, then you should be doing what you know God wants you to do and accept what happens in your life. On the other hand, it should be understood that some people think God's work is primarily about helping themselves physically in this age. That's a distortion of reality. That's a wrong belief that often results because of unrecognized selfishness and listening to false ministers who promote the wrong thing. God's work is more than just you, but you're an important part of it and how you feel. But anyway, getting back to prayer, can it change anything? Certainly. Throughout history, people have utilized prayers and intercessions by Moses, Joshua, Ezekiel, and others have been shown to change outcomes.
Give us some pointers on how do we or how should we pray?
Well, Jesus' disciples asked about this, and they said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. This is in Luke chapter 11. He said, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So we see we should normally direct our prayers to God the Father. We need to acknowledge his greatness, and our faith increases when he realizes that what he has promised he can and will perform. He's the God of heaven and the ruler of the whole universe. In his name, his authority is to be hallowed, to be considered holy. And Jesus prayed to the Father, Matthew 11, 25. He said, prayed, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven. And in Luke 22, started in verse 42, he said, Father, if your will, this cup be taken from me, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And we're supposed to follow Jesus' example. And many people don't understand who or what God is, and so they don't often pray to the true God of the Bible. And because of the so-called progress of the interfaith and ecumenical approaches to religion, many people think speaking to some vague spirit being or to an idol like of a Hindu deity is the same as praying to the true God, and that's simply not the case. You know, the Apostle Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6, yet for us there is one God, the Father of all, of whom all things, and we see for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through all we live. Jesus also said in John 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So many think it doesn't matter how they worship, they can just do whatever they want. But that's not what Jesus said. Actually, he warned in Matthew 15, verse 8 and 9, that there are people who draw near to him with his mouth, they honor him with his lips, but their heart's far from him, and in vain they worship him, teaching his doctrines, the commandments of men. People may pray out loud or silently, but they can be worshiping God in vain if they're following the imaginations of their own mind or traditions of human beings. Intentionally praying to the East and certain holidays that many who claim Christianity observe and don't come from the Bible come from, by the way, pagan compromises, traditions with men. And Jesus warned that you can worship God in vain. And Jesus also taught in Matthew 4, 4, man should not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So that's where we get communication from God. But the world compromises with the truth. They don't adequately believe the word of God. A lot of people pay lip service to it, but they don't do it. Now, it's not that God never hears the prayers of those who don't really know him. But if one truly intends to worship God, they should worship the true God. Even if you don't believe you're worshiping God in vain, considering that there are probably areas in our life that we need to examine that aren't true to God. We don't want to overlook this because this specifically applies to Christians in these end times. You can read about that, for example, in Revelation chapter 3.
I would think that trusting and believing God would also be necessary.
Yes, says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. But James wrote, James 1, starting verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. He who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose he'll receive anything from the Lord, for he's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we read, "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, mm-hmm. and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Now, Jesus taught that those who pray need to have faith in God. In Mark 11, starting in verse 22, Jesus answered and said, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that these things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them." You need to believe that God will answer you. If it's God's will, yes, your prayers, the truly faithful, can move mountains. And the time will come, by the way, where I believe this will likely literally happen.
No, really.
Now, where does the Bible say faith comes from? Romans 10, 17. Faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God. Study and believe God's word. Now, things don't always go the way we think they're going to go. But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, we read, God says, starting in verse 8, "For my thoughts aren't your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Now, hopefully people really believe that. Now, that can be hard to accept at times. The reality is that God inhabits eternity. He knows so much more than any of us possibly can. That's part of why it is good, wise, and right to submit to his will, even when it seems to you he's not responding to your prayers. So Jesus said, Luke 6:46, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" Now, hopefully we're humble enough that we'll believe God over our own opinions and feelings. Hopefully all the time. And remember, the Apostle James wrote that Christians were to pray for one another. This is James 5:16. And Jesus taught in Acts 20, verse 35, "It's more blessed to give than receive." It's blessed to pray for others, including enemies, but many don't do it. Many feel that they'll get to praying for others after they feel they're taken care of. Yet selfishness is not what prayer is about. We're to be God's children. Now, some might be thinking, "Wait a minute, I want to do things my way. That's why I pray." You keep quoting verses that I should confess my sins, pray for others, pray for the work, pray for God's will to be done, give thanks, and even fast. That's not the kind of tips some want. Well, people either need to believe the God of the Bible, or they're not going to. You can pray for your wants and needs, but you need to understand prayer is more than a please give me this process. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got this booklet I've held up, "A Prayer, What's the Bible Teach?" And it says 28 tips on improving the effectiveness of your prayer. I'm going to just read quickly through those 28 tips. And by the way, this booklet is available at ccog.org. We're to pray to God the Father. We're supposed to worship God in truth. Believe God. Obey God more than the demons. Worship God in spirit. Resist Satan. Don't fight God. Pray for others. Pray for your needs. Remember God's will. Have your priorities right. Praying positions. Pray every day. Forgiveness. Recognize God's spirit. Pray for what the Bible says to pray for. Ask for spiritual gifts. Don't pray for show. Obey the Bible's teachings on head coverings. Ask often, but don't use vain repetition. If you're suffering or sick, pray about it. Pray for church leaders. Pray for secular leaders. Put Jesus in your prayers. When it's difficult, remember fasting. Pray with thanksgiving. Deal with your secret sins. Change can make the impossible possible. And close with amen. So if you believe and follow what the Bible says, God will answer your prayers. Pray.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.